A lot of focus today on crime and Trump taking action. Federales taking over D.C. So part of the theme this morning. And joining us right now, Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Sheriff, good morning. How you doing?
And if I was any better, I'd be Greg Cassidy.
Wow, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. just kidding. His mom listens. So Greg's a good guy.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me ask you about this. What do you think about the feds in D.C., the action that Donald Trump is taking? Is it a good move?
Well, I have mixed reaction to that. I mean, unfortunately, the Washington, D.C. has forced the president into doing something that he probably doesn't even want to do, is basically putting troops up there. But you know, if he's taken over the local police and the federal police there and the District of Columbia folks, it's just sad that they got to that point. I visited D.C. on numerous occasions, and to say it's a mess and dangerous would be an understatement. So, you know, kudos to him for doing what he did and being decisive, but it's just really sad. It's just really sad.
And you know, it's one thing to get the criminals off the streets, and I bet you they'll be highly effective in that, I think. But if a bunch of them are youth offenders, hasn't the issue been that they're not able to punish them because of some of the, you know, laws and rules and statutes that they've passed there in Washington, D.C., the city council? Can Trump override that? Do you know the answer?
I don't know the ins and outs of the District of Columbia and what their rules are and the laws, but, you know, they could take a playbook out of the Governor DeSantis' plan, just because he has taken steps to strengthen the laws when it comes to youthful offenders. Here in Florida, for the past number of years, you know, we look at these, oh, they're kids and they deserve a chance. You do 6 burglaries and you still don't have to do any time, and there's no repercussions or nothing to counter your actions. Of course they're going to keep up. All you're doing is growing a society of idiots who think that they can do what they want, when they want, how they want. So hopefully that Pam Bondi and the groups up there in D.C. will look at how we do things, mirror it. And well, we ain't perfect, but our youthful offenders are not getting away with what they used to. And sometimes, you know, you've got to do what you got to do, no matter how young they are. They're committing the crime. There has got to be consequences.
Yeah, I mean, look, the pendulum has kind of swung back and forth through the decades, as you know. You don't want a kid who's on a path to go to college. You know, it used to be, you know, they get locked up for a joint or two, and that would be like, wow, you don't want that kid in the system, mm-hmm. man. You want him to move forward with his life. But now we see these crimes we're seeing now are violent crimes perpetrated by 14, 15, 16, carjackings, robberies, beatings, rapes. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of like what Grady Judd said a while back when we was having the riots. We know the difference between a person making a mistake, and I think our judicial system is good with that. And there's a big difference in, you know, letting someone who makes a mistake work within the framework to get better and to make things whole again. But if you have the same child or the same group doing the same thing day in, day out for 3 or 4 years, and they get the perpetual slap on the wrist, you are doing nothing but making things worse, and you're just educating and really not doing the kid a service, because I can't tell you how many people I've arrested that they were 14, 15, 16, and they go to juvenile justice. Things would happen. They'd be back on the street with relatively soon. They turn 18, that magical time. All of a sudden, the same thing that got them released back to their parents gets them 5 years in prison. So It's tough love, but it's time. Again, Florida don't have all the answers, but I can tell you we're ahead of the curve. We're well above where we were. And I think if some of these cities and states would look at what we're doing, I think it's reasonable. I think it's prudent. And I think we're definitely heading and trending in the right direction.
With the securing of the border that Donald Trump brought to the table as soon as he took office, pretty much, how has that impacted you in the local community, in a rural area, in terms of drugs, drugs flowing, drug arrests, things like that?
Well, I do believe when they secured the border, it got there was already enough meth and fentanyl in our country to go for a while. But my humble opinion is why we have drugs in Gilchrist County, we haven't seen quite the flow because we know that our drugs comes directly from Mexico or the border. And we still have it, obviously. But I think when you're talking to some of these offenders and these folks that they are going to jail, it's gotten a lot harder to find. And that's the beginning. And that's where we should be at this point on our way to doing the best we can to eliminate that process for them to get it. And that funnel that's coming from Mexico and from Canada.
Oh yeah, well, and there's stuff probably coming from Venezuela now that a lot of their gang members and stuff were able to get across the border during the Biden administration. So we've got to deal with that, and that's just another narco state under Maduro and the Mexican president. She doesn't. She seems less and less helpful. As the days go by. Let me bring it back to this, because some of these illegals are operating, like gangs, or they are gangs. Do you have an issue with gangs in Gilchrist County?
We do not have an issue with gangs. Do I believe that we probably have some here? Absolutely. Are they operating in the capacity that you think that they would? Large scale drug operations or other felonious organizations, I don't believe so. But they certainly, we have a history of people with gang affiliations coming through our county. You figure, we're between Atlanta and Orlando and Tampa, so they got to travel and they've got to have pit stops. But the short answer is we haven't seen any issues with gangs from there, but I'm confident that they're tentacles reach into Gilchrist County.
Do you think you have the tools to continue to get the job done in Gilchrist County? I mean, one of the things I know other operations talk about is tag readers and how helpful they have been. Do you have those in the sheriff's office?
We're actually in the process of getting them. I'm kind of a guy that's kind of old school, and then I look at things that's constitutional to the best of my ability. I'm not a constitutional attorney, obviously, but it is a tool. And in North Florida, I would probably say the vast majority of the counties and the municipalities have them. And you are able to better track things. You are better able to investigate and know who's who and who's coming into your county. It helps with the traffic. It helps with, again, investigations, integral investigations, and it's shared. It's information that's shared basically throughout the state. The trend and technology, while I have some reservations, a lot of reservations about it, if you don't get on board, then you're truly not doing everything that you can to protect your citizens, and which in my case, they elected me to do, and you just got to figure out and walk that tightrope of what you do believe is constitutional and those things aren't. But the license plate readers, LPRs, are a good tool, and yes, we will be implementing them in the near future.
Well, we always appreciate a conversation with you. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz, just keep fighting the good fight and stay safe, and keep all your deputies safe.
Listen, when people like you and Greg having our sticks, we have nothing but good times in front of us, and thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you, Sheriff.